Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We passed upon the stairs, spoken walls. Surprise, I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone.
Nirvana is your artist of the day, the man who saved the world. I love that song. Good choice, Rodney.
Boom, 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 boom.
Look, you Mark, sir.
Seen this story out of Houston. A woman is suing the Astros for $1 million after her finger was broken.
Oh, her finger was broken.
Yes, it was badly broken by a t-shirt cannon.
Oh, God. Those t-shirt cannons.
We had the guy with the wiener in the eye.
Right.
Yes. Remember?
Yes. This is the same thing.
I believe
thing
it was except- a hot dog is maybe a better way to say that, but no? Wiener in the eye? Okay. All right.
Yeah. She's like, it really hurt when the t-shirt hit me, but I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just jammed at first. And then she went to the hospital, and the doctors told her it was severely fractured and would require surgery to reconstruct
what
it.
What kind of t-shirt was this?
4 days later, she had two pins stuck in her finger.
Maybe it was more of a sweatshirt cannon.
Was the t-shirt made out of concrete?
She then had to go to a second surgery a few months later.
Quick question, though.
Holy cow.
On the back of your ticket for any baseball game,
yep,
doesn't it say, not responsible for any injuries from, and then they list off the things. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming t-shirt cannon is not explicitly stated on the ticket.
It probably is now, and so are hot dogs.
But.
Because remember, Slugger was mm-hmm. named in that lawsuit.
Yes.
Royals were named in the lawsuit. If memory serves, he lost that suit. I am almost positive he lost the suit. And the local guy said, all I wanted was the surgery paid for. He had a detached retina.
Oh, my God.
From the hot dog cannon at the Royals game. Detached retina, and he wanted this. He said, look, I'm not looking for $1 million here, like finger jammed lady. He said, I want the medical bills paid for, and I think he lost that lawsuit.
Here's the thing, though. This is a more recent issue, right? I mean, growing up in the 80s and 90s, I went to baseball games all the time. I didn't hear about anybody suing for getting hit in the face with a baseball. There was a kid.
I don't remember hearing anybody getting sued for getting hit with a bat when it broke.
Right. Not even that. There was a kid, and it was at, I believe it was a Mets game. I can't remember, but it was in the 80s. A kid was hit in the face with a bat and needed medical attention. And a player actually ran up into the stands and grabbed the kid and took him to the dugout so the team doctor could look at him. And they said it saved the kid's life because if they had waited, because of the crowd,
right,
if they had waited for the ambulance to come and get him and take him out and everything, the kid would have died. So the player, whose name I can't remember, I can't even remember what team he was on, but it's a true story, I swear to God. He saved his life by doing that. And yet there's no lawsuit or anything. I mean, it's just kind of understood. You're
that, like,
in the
those
stands.
Things happen.
Yeah, you're in the stands. You might get hit. It's part of the fun of the game. Honestly, baseball can be boring sometimes. We need some blood spraying up from the lower levels to the upper levels to make those people in the upper levels feel like they got their money's worth.
Here it is again in 20.
Of blood.
I don't think I've ever had a baseball game where there was blood.
It was 2015.
You've never been in a real baseball game. I have to admit, every baseball game I've ever gone to, I had to set up in the very top or you know, way up high. One time we went to a game with a big group of people where they all went in and bought the section of seat, and we were way down low. I was terrified the entire game I was going to get hit by a ball. Like, I kept, like, I'm going to go up there. Like, I'm going to go.
If you're sitting behind the dugout on that third baseline, you'd better not be looking at your phone.
Somebody
rips one down that line.
My uncle had season tickets to the Cardinals on the third baseline, and he was always giving them away.
Yeah.
And we knew why.
To people he hated.
But yeah, to us. And we would go, but I was excited to go because I was like a 10-year-old kid with a glove. I was like, I'll catch any. And I never did. Never did get one. But, you know, I always figured there was a chance.
It was 2015. The jury cleared the Royals once again in the slugger hot dog toss that ended badly.
Right. Again, probably because the back of the ticket
says, it says, sometimes no one is to blame. It was not slugger's fault that a hot dog toss from the mascot's paw hit a spectator in the face. Nor was it the fault of the plaintiff, John Coomer, the fan who was looking at the scoreboard instead of slugger as the foil-encased dog whacked him in the face. He suffered a detached retina.
Foil made it worse.
He lost two jury trials over that injury. He sued the Royals claiming negligence in 2010. The first jury found him 100% at fault.
Wow.
Yeah.
Him at fault. Well, you put your big dumb face in the projectile path of the hot dog.
Attention?
Yeah, way to go, dummy.
See, if it was you, they'd have been like, with the size of your
with
head,
the size
how
of your
not
giant
hit
head,
the face before?
Right, your Brazilian Mardi Gras party head.
Listen to this. Coomer added he knew his case was being tried in the context of national dialogue regarding what's called the baseball rule. The legal theory, the baseball rule, has been in place for about a century and presumes an inherent risk among those attending a baseball game. It assigns fans the responsibility for paying attention and being prepared for the occasional ball or bat coming their way.
Yep. That's always been the... But you didn't see these lawsuits until recently, and I wonder if what changed is it because we are more litigation-happy than we were in the 80s or 90s? Or is it the fact that medical expenses have gone up so much
right.
that now we're like, well, there's only one way to recoup this detached retina thing. I need to go
right.
sue them because I don't have $1 million to reattach my retina.
So here's so he just goes around with his eyeball dangling.
Just dangling. It's a party trick, really.
Check this out, yeah. ladies.
You want to watch me put my contacts in?
It's
awesome.
Here's the deal. I think that in the Coomer case, he just wanted the medical. Her going for $1 million, come on. It's one thing to say, would you please pay the hospital bill? And I'm guessing the team's going to say no because that opens up a can of worms. Mm-hmm. They don't want to go down that road.
Exactly.
But it's another thing to say, I want $1 million for my broken finger.
She calls it a life-changing event.
Oh, come on.
And she still is working
it's
to regain use of her finger.
It's like, which finger was it? Was it the middle finger? That would change my life, actually.
Change your driving habits, I guess.
I get a lot of
yeah.
use out of that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see if it says which finger.
If it's the ring or pinky
does it matter?
Finger,
wait before
I'm
you look
be
it up.
Mad.
Wait before you look it up. Does it matter which finger? And
yeah.
John, if so, why?
Well, if it's your index finger, obviously you use that for a lot of stuff. If it's your pinky. You have to force yourself to even use your pinky finger when you're typing. Right?
I type with P and Q on my pinky.
It is her left index finger.
Okay, that's
okay.
Substantial.
So
that's
if
more.
You're in a restaurant, miss.
Right there,
that's
you go.
Left
you need
index
that.
Finger.
Right. But I'm saying if it's a pinky, that only matters to British people, so they can show off while they're drinking tea. There's no reason why you would need that finger. We could have them all lopped off. So that's all I'm saying.
If she's right-handed, does it matter? Because
see,
it's left
I think it matters
finger?
Less if it's your left hand. Rank your fingers in rank of importance.
All right. Well. Actually, I come to think of it, I guess you do use your pinky for some stuff, maybe.
Like what?
Cleaning activities.
Your ear.
Your ear.
Pinky goes in your ear.
Your ear, yeah. If you're going to clean out you're using your pinky for that. You're not sticking your pinky.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Ring finger matters more, I think.
Left hand than right hand.
Yeah, okay. Depending on the hand, because you need to wear a ring. Middle finger, obviously you need that.
Hello.
I mean, first of all, it's the dominant finger. It's the strongest one. You can't snap it. You can't flip people off without it. And so I would say ring finger actually for me, I'd lose that one. I mean, I hope my bill collectors aren't listening, but I could lose that finger and I'd probably be okay.
I would not want to lose the pointy or the thumbs or the thumbs.
The thumb. Oh, well, I didn't know we were considering the thumbs. The thumb's an appendage. You can't lose that. That's what separates us from the
monkeys.
Animals. Yeah,
yeah.
Monkeys. Yeah. I'm not losing my thumb. Monkeys will think they're on my level.
Kara, have you ever done anything, even in college, to avoid paying a health care cost?
Ooh, I didn't go to the doctor a few times when I probably should have.
I'm doing things right now. I mean, You want me to start naming them? All of the things I'm putting off going to the doctor for? I don't even know where to start.
Is it hypochondriac stuff? Because I know I am a little bit that way too.
It's not hypochondriac. Because hypochondria is you think you have stuff and then you go to the doctor to confirm it. I already think I'm dying. I just don't want the doctor to confirm it, because then if they confirm it, then it becomes real.
Right.
I can just live with, well, this over here is like some kind of cancer, and then who knows what I've got going on in the skin.
If he doesn't go to the doctor and find out that he doesn't have it, then no one will take his anxiety security blanket away.
Right.
That is a great point.
We need to all pitch in.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. We need to all pitch in and get John a full body scan.
No!
They're not that expensive.
See? No.
I had an MRI when I was 19. Mm-hmm. I had an MRI when I was 19, and I still hang on that one. Anytime I think something's wrong with me, I'm like, well, I had that MRI when I was 19. Certainly they would have seen something then.
I always wonder, like, if I go get a mammogram on a, I go get a mammogram on a Monday, what if it starts growing on Tuesday?
They don't grow that fast.
But I've always wondered, like, so Monday I'm clear, but what if whatever it is that's wrong happens right after I walk out the door? Then I've got a whole year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Then you just get them. You get weekly mammograms.
Yeah, I don't think they
monthly
do
mammograms.
That. I don't think the insurance. Can
I don't
go
think
like
they
that.
Do. I think they would think you have a problem.
All right, what have you put off? We're going to talk about this poor Canadian family that drove with their deceased patriarch in the car.
Mm-hmm.
At least he was in the car,
not on top
vacation,
of the roof.
He wasn't on top of the
tarped up.
What have you put off to save a buck, or maybe you have anxiety and you just don't want to know? I think a lot of men are like that. I hate to make this gender, but
no,
it's a man thing.
It's totally a male thing, because women go to the doctor all the time.
Yeah.
You guys have to go to the doctor, though. We don't. Like, we go to the doctor for catastrophic things, but women, you know, you have to go for just basic maintenance.
All right, 576-7798. You can text us.
What? Don't look at me like that's true.
We're back right after this. Hey, they have got a great deal going on at Volkswagen of Lee Summit right now. If you're in the market for a new car, a used car, if you are looking like we were for your teenage driver, get out to Volkswagen of Lee Summit. So listen to this. You can drive any new Volkswagen at Volkswagen of Lee Summit right now for $88 down and $88 a month during their spring sweep sale. $88 down, $88 a month. You can lease any new VW for $88 down and $88 a month for the first 3 months. Then take over the regular low payments on whichever new VW you choose. One of the things I love is the safety features on all of those cars, especially if you're looking for a younger driver. They have the backup cameras. They have the side impact alert system, which I love, especially on the highway. You got somebody back there in your blind spot where they shouldn't be. Also, the Apple CarPlay system is just amazing. It actually allows you to set your phone down and the car will do the work for you. It really is an amazing feature. And once you have it, you will not want to live without it. Volkswagen Lee Summit off of I-470 and Colburn Road, or check out their inventory online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Boom, ba-doom, doom, boom.
Yeah, this is awesome. Boom, stupid.
I want you to sing. I can't sing. Boom.
I've had the weirdest day. It's just been one of those. You ever have like you sleep wrong? And you wake up and you're like, you kind of somehow twist it around and your head is stuck up your butt for the whole day.
Yeah.
That's kind of how my day's been.
Maybe that's why your back hurts.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to a pain specialist today, which doesn't that sound like an S&M person, like a dominatrix or something? Like, you're going to the pain specialist. I'm like, no, thank you.
Honestly, I've always thought physical therapist sounded a little hinky too. I don't know why. Oh, they're a physical therapist.
Yeah.
Therapist for
we
your body.
We all did for my girlfriend's birthday this, you know, her husband booked massages. We were down in, was it Orlando, I think we were in a couple months ago. And so when it came time to take us all back, you know, she got this cute little woman. And then my friend Mindy got this, you know,
cute
older gentleman.
Woman.
And then I got this like middle-aged, like 35-year-old massage therapist, right?
Wait, 35 is middle-aged?
Like, it's like a box of chocolates with these people. You never know what you're going to get. So I get back into the room. He's asking me some questions. He's like, I do things a little differently. I'm a pressure point. He started talking about all of this stuff way over my head. I'm like, just rub my neck and back.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm,
yeah.
You know,
you're not some weirdo from off the street.
Yeah, I'm fine. I've got it.
Signed up for this because you wanted to touch ladies.
So
you
I'm in there, and
know what you're doing.
About 10 minutes in, he's poking at me, like, in weird places, like under my chin. And I'm like, what are you? I didn't want some weird Zen thing. I just want a massage. And he says to me, I will never forget it. He goes, just relax. In a moment, you are going to feel an intense, searing pain.
What?
And I go, what? What? And it hurt.
What did he do?
So bad. It was some kind of, not pressure point, but some points in your back.
Yeah.
And he's like, and if you've never had this done the right way, it's going to, he kept saying intense, searing pain. I'm like, why am I paying for this?
And stop saying those words.
Yeah, intense, searing pain.
It hurt. Breathe through it. Breathe through it. I'm like, oh my God, this hurts. I will tell you this, the next day, I felt like $1 million.
Really?
Like also like I'd been hit by a truck, but $1 million. And I've never had that experience since, and I don't know
your body was hurting, but psychologically you felt better.
Yeah, it's like we all have these
probably because you got away from the crazy torture man, and you weren't being forced to feel searing pain anymore.
About to feel intense searing pain. And you know that like Zen music in the background? It's just, I was like, what? Did he just say pain?
You know, there's certain things that you hear if you go to a massage parlor that outside of massage parlor
tell me if the pressure's okay.
Right. Would immediately get you arrested. Like if you said that to somebody who's ordering ice cream from you.
Okay.
Is the oil too warm?
I want Zero in KCK to please hang on the line because he apparently accidentally stabbed himself. And I'm not making fun of that. That sounds very serious, but it's also kind of funny. And I'd love to hear that story.
We do this on my show. It's really fun. We should do ER or not.
Let's do it.
Okay, 576-7798. Call in right now and just tell us about a time where you seriously injured yourself. And then we have to guess whether or not you went to the ER.
Don't tell us.
Don't tell us whether you went to the ER.
Yeah.
We
have to guess.
And then we will guess whether the ER or not, and then you have to tell us.
And we'll do the same thing with Zero.
I'm in.
576-7798. Just tell us about a time you got injured, and then we have to guess whether you did the responsible thing and went to the ER.
Could have been when you were a kid. Could have been last week.
Yeah.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A bad crash in the Northland this afternoon. Eastbound lanes of 152 Highway are shut down right now before Shoal Creek Parkway thanks to a crash. That's got traffic at a standstill. Police have shut down the ramp from 435 to 152 in the meantime. And just to make matters worse, there's another crash in the backup. You will want to avoid that area if you can. President Trump honoring four World War II veterans today at the White House. Today's event stems from the president's address last year at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention. That's when President Trump met 95-year-old Alan Jones, who asked to spend his birthday at the White House. President Trump agreed to his wish. The ages of the vets at today's event range from 95 to 103.
And I want to be like you someday. I want to be like all of you guys someday. That's great. 100.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, call my guys at CM Mose and Son. If you have ever thought about upgrading your air conditioning, your heating unit, they have got an incredible deal going on right now. It's so incredible. I called the owner and I go, really? What's the catch? There's no catch. If you have them install with a qualifying install purchase, the AC and heating unit in your home, you will get a free Royal Caribbean cruise, 5 nights for 2 people. And here's the deal. Usually these types of deals come with all kinds of like, but you can't do this or but you can't do that. Not with this deal. It is 5 nights for 2 people, tons of itineraries to choose from. All fees, taxes, and gratuities are included. There are no expiration dates. And here's the big one. That cruise is fully transferable. The cruise is fully transferable. I'll tell you, they didn't even let me do that on The Price is Right. Call my guys at CM Mose & Son now and have them come in with a qualifying install purchase. If you're buying a home, selling a home, your house needs one anyway, do it now and get that free 5-night cruise for 2 people. CM Mose & Son, locally owned and operated 65 years. You're going to love these guys. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoseandson.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies, clearing out gradually toward tonight. 40s for this evening, 33 tomorrow morning. Windy conditions, partly sunny tomorrow, high temperature back into the 50s. And we stay in the 50s also on Saturday before a rain-snow mix moves in for the first portion of Sunday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 48 now at KCI. We're looking at 52 in Lee's Summit. It is 51 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back tomorrow. Thank you, Jonathan Weir.
Okay.
Coming and being
absolutely
with me.
Dana.
And I love this.
Not that I want to get rid of you or anything, and not that I don't enjoy your company, which I do. You are going to be going home soon.
I'm gonna go at 5.
Because during the break, as soon as we get off air, it's I took an RV trip with my family.
EJ's
when
gonna
I was...
love this microphone tomorrow.
Oh. Better than what I anyway. But I took an RV trip with my family when I was 5 years old, and we had my grandpa who was dying of emphysema in the back. Yeah. And I gotta tell you, when I have my back turned to you, every once in a while, I'm like, Grandpa,
Grandpa, bless your heart.
Yeah, no, he wasn't a good guy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It just your cough reminds me of him though.
Okay, so let's go to zero first because we're talking about this poor family in Canada. Apparently their grandpa died, and just like in the movie Little Miss Sunshine, they just drove all the way home from Florida with his dead body in the car.
Kind of like we were doing with my grandpa in the RV, only he wasn't dead yet.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
and so we were asking, you know, what's the worst thing that you've done to avoid health care? And that somehow then rolled into, and I love this, did you go to the ER or not?
When did you do the responsible
thing?
The
ER is not going to help the dead guy.
No.
To their credit.
They're going to charge you $5,000 for bringing a dead guy in.
Yeah.
But they're not going to help the dead guy.
Yeah. No.
All right. So let's go to zero.
Hi, Zero and KCK.
Hello.
Go ahead. Hello.
I think I called last week when Jonathan, I told him about the one where I fell and hit my head on a bike and I couldn't remember everything.
Uh-huh.
It was a different story.
Oh, so you've called in for ER or not before?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
So wait, we don't want to know on your stabbing yourself, but tell us what you did when you stabbed yourself. How does that happen?
Yeah.
I was at my house. I was just cleaning up, and I guess I vacuumed my headphones. So I just took out my 6-inch blade, and I tried to cut the headphones out of my vacuum cleaner, and the knife went in my leg.
The knife slipped, and you stabbed yourself in the leg?
Well, yeah, I was trying to... I guess the wheel part of the vacuum cleaner, it kind of bounced off of that, and then the whole knife just went inside my calf of my leg.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I'm picturing this. Were the headphones then all wrapped and tangled in the mechanism of the vacuum underneath?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, how big was the knife?
6.5 inches.
Oh, my God.
And it went all the way in?
Yes, sir.
So did it go through the calf?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, nice.
Okay,
all right, let me put
it. Guess.
Let's put him on hold and discuss. Zero, he said he called, and honestly, Dana, you know how this is, and no offense to Zero or any caller, but the shows run together, and I don't remember Zero's call from last week. But having said that, just hearing his voice sounds like a tough dude. I don't know if anybody's tough enough to not go to the ER with a 6-inch knife through your calf.
Does minor med count? Does minor med count as ER? Like
you're talking about urgent care?
Yeah, urgent care.
If you go into urgent care with a knife through your calf, they're going to send you to the hospital.
Yeah, they're going
to
go, no, dude. Stop bleeding on the CVS and take yourself to the ER. I'm going to say no, he didn't go.
If you go to CVS, they'll wrap a receipt around it.
I'm going to. This will hold for about 8 weeks. I'm going to say he did go.
You're
going to
say he did go.
I'm going to say he did. That's a big knife.
Rod, you saying he didn't? I'm going to say he did. I'm going to agree with Dana. Zero, did you go to the ER or not?
I didn't have insurance on
that. Wait, that didn't answer the question, though. Just because you don't have insurance doesn't mean you didn't go to the ER.
Well, I didn't go because I knew the cost was going to be excessive.
All right, so what did you do?
My wife, she worked in the med field, so I called her first and told her incident. And she told me to try to go to the CVS and get these invisible stitches. I guess they have.
Yeah.
So I just put a Band-Aid on to try to stop the bleeding, and I just walked into CVS.
Band-Aid.
And then I got the stitches and then also stopped to get.
So you did bleed all over the CVS.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's my wife. She followed the blood trail back to my room.
Oh, my God.
What have you done now?
Zero, I have to ask this, though. Your wife works in the medical field. How did you not have health insurance?
That was dating at that time.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't your wife at the time. All right, Zero.
Did not
Rod.
That's why he had to wrap that up.
So Dana and I are.
Is it true if you stab yourself like that, you're not supposed to pull the knife out? You're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to leave it in. You'll do more damage pulling it out.
Yeah, if you're going to the ER, you let them pull it out because right now it is. Yeah, you could make it worse by pulling it out. Plus, it's plugging the hole.
Right.
So when you pull it out, it's like popping the cork on the champagne and just.
Great. Okay. What is with line two? What? Go to Aaron. You too.
Hey, Aaron.
So I'm a construction worker.
Yeah.
And we had some pipe that I was cleaning a flange off, and it had duct tape on it. And so I'm knelt down over this flange, and my buddy had handed me his like butterfly knife. You know, in the movie where you see the guy flipping the knife back and forth.
In Face Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a 4 to 6 inch long blade. And he goes, "Hey, this knife isn't very sharp." And I said, "Okay." So I've got this piece of pipe between my legs, and I'm scraping the duct tape off, and it slips.
Ah.
And goes right into my thigh about 4 inches from the split. And, so pretty close.
Yeah.
And I scream and stand up with the knife sticking in my leg. And my friends go, "Did you just scream?"
That was their question?
Real quick. At what pitch was the scream? Was it up here? Or was it?
Yeah. It was definitely a little girl scream.
Wait, tell me again, how big was the knife?
It was somewhere between 4 to 6 inches.
Yeah, it's a butterfly knife, so it's... Okay, and it went into your thigh. Did you say you were at work? Or...
Yes.
Okay, so you're at work. Okay, let me put Aaron on hold, because that actually does matter.
It does
sometimes
matter
work will force you to go to ER, but... We've had plenty of people who've called in and said that they didn't.
You can get shot or stabbed in the leg and die if you hit that artery.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your calf, that's different. That's horrifying, but you're probably not going to die from getting stabbed in the calf unless you bleed out and you'd never get it fixed.
I'm going to agree with
the femoral artery, though.
I'm going to agree with what you just said. He was on a construction site. That is a work site. I think he goes.
Yeah, usually if you're at work,
they make you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some places don't because they don't want to have to deal with the workman's comp.
If you can get it cleaned up before anybody notices, you know, you're fine.
Then they'll give you an award. Okay, so you're saying he went. What do you
think,
Ron?
I think he did, yeah.
You think he went?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the contrary one, then.
All right.
I'm going to say he didn't. Aaron, did you go to the ER or not?
No, I was using a weapon. I was using a weapon to clean a piece of pipe.
Good point.
Worried about getting in trouble.
But that doesn't make your injury any less than it was.
I checked the list of OSHA-approved equipment, and dull butterfly knife is not on here.
I totally thought I hit my femoral artery, though, and was scared to death to pull the knife out.
Okay, so what happened? How did you eventually get the knife out?
Well, I just pulled it out and
used
it again like a little girl and put a couple Band-Aids on it and went home.
What did your coworkers do?
Just stood there and looked at me like
point and laugh.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ron.
Have you ever been around construction workers? They point and laugh.
I got that right. I'm the only one.
You're the only one that got that right.
I got
so Rod
first
and
one.
I have got one right. You so far.
I'm 0 for 2.
0 for 2.
I'm 0 for 2. I was in the kitchen a couple nights ago and the kids had 127 Hours on. Mm-hmm. If you have not seen the end of that movie.
Oh, God. That's horrifying. That's actually a very good movie, but that is horrifying.
How in God's name he cut off his arm with a dull, cheap, how long was that blade? 2 inches?
It was like a Swiss Army knife.
Tiny, tiny, only it wasn't. Swiss Army would have been a good, sharp knife.
Right.
He makes a joke that next time, Mom, don't buy the crappy knife. And every time that movie is on, I'm like, how physically could you even begin to do that?
Right.
Well, and to the fortitude, the
to just have to do it.
The pants you have to have.
Because he was saying, I was thinking about my son, and I just kept going, and I was like, it'd be the opposite for me. I mean, like, I'm thinking about my son, and now I'm going to have to raise a son with only one arm? Screw it, I'll just die here. My wife's good looking enough. She can find a dude with two hands that can raise a kid. He can at least play catch with him.
God.
Not going to be like Jim Abbott.
Jonathan.
Sorry.
You're listening to Dana and Parks. That is Jonathan Weir.
Hi,
and we will be back right after this. Okay, the trees are finally starting to bloom. If you have not been out to check out Cottonwood Canyon and the phenomenal, beautiful scenery, just serene, peaceful scenery out at Cottonwood Canyon, I don't know what you're waiting for. Make your call for a private tour. About a third of those lots are spoken for. If you're a real estate agent and you have a client who is looking for brand new construction, a third of those lots are spoken for. They are waiting for you to come out, choose your lot, and start building your award-winning dream home today. Huge, beautiful homes out at Cottonwood Canyon in the heart of Johnson County with the most stunning views you're going to see anywhere in all of Kansas City. The swimming pool is under construction as we speak. I was out there and had lunch last week at Silo, the award-winning restaurant in that clubhouse. And all of those homes, I will remind you, are nestled on and around holes 2 and 3 at Canyon Farms Golf Club. They are just spectacular. Call now for your private tour, 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com. Rod, some guy just wrote in. He said, I had my right index finger cut off while serving in Iraq. The military, depending on which hand you use, they do a percentage or price for each finger and its usage.
Yeah.
Your thumb is worth more than the rest, your index, and then so on and so forth.
So what you're telling me is somewhere within the ranks of the U.S. military
yes.
is a menu
yes.
with your body broke
oh, yeah.
down.
Oh, yeah.
To piece by piece how much yeah. it costs.
Well, I think insurance companies do the same thing.
I lost an index finger, but, you know, that's only like half the price of an eyeball.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. What do you think would be the most valuable? Never mind.
And I would be high up there on the list. Losing an eyeball is the most things in this world that if they happen twice aren't nearly as bad the second time. Losing an eye is an exception to that rule.
I worked with a guy for years who had something going on with one of his eyes. And, you know, it's not like, hey, what's going on with your eye?
Yeah.
And it was...
I wasn't looking at it.
It was a bottle rocket fight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
And now he goes around
boom.
Telling kids, don't do it.
We had somebody call in one time, a Roman candle went up his nose, right? And blew his face off.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It was, I can't remember, that wasn't for ER or not, it was something else. I don't remember what it was.
Just for fun.
It was just, yeah, it's just, hey, as a, I think we might have been talking about like fireworks injuries or something. It's like, yeah.
Let's go to probably. Tony. Tony, what'd you do? Go ahead, lay it on us.
Hey, guys. Hey. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was 7 years old, I was playing baseball with my buddies, and I acted like I was a catcher. And the guy that was batting let go of the bat, and the barrel of the bat hit me on my eyebrow, split it open.
Oh.
Blood everywhere, about an inch and a half gash. Well, maybe an inch.
Well, nothing bleeds like the face.
Yeah, because the skin's so tight and there's so much blood in it.
Well, I assume you went to the hospital, Tony, if you were little.
Well, hold
wait,
on.
Wait.
Now, you're jumping the gun.
Here's the problem with that, is when you're that age, it's not your choice.
Yeah.
You look to
your
the parents and go, ah, or
and they go,
whatever adult is present.
I got super glue, come here.
And if it's like your aunt or your older cousin, they're like, we can clean this up. It'll be fine. Just don't say anything.
Right. Right. You know what? Everybody so far has said that they didn't go to the ER. I'm going to say that Tony did just because it just seems like one of these people today had to go to the ER.
I'm going to say he did not.
Me too.
All right. Tony, did you go to the ER or not?
I did not go to
the ER. I knew it.
I lived in Mexico back then, and my mom looked at it, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard this, but she poured coffee on a... When you're bleeding, it stops the bleeding.
Oh, my goodness.
And, what?
Okay, let's not dispense medical advice on the program.
Wait, I need to know, though.
Wait a minute. No. Here's what
maybe
I cannot believe.
They didn't have any.
As we are sitting here.
They had a coffee shop.
Playing this game I've never played.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
and then you tell me whether or not we went to the ER. I have never told this story on the air, and there's never been a reason to tell this story.
Okay.
I was 4.5, 5 years old. My grandmother had just made fried chicken in the Fry Daddy. Remember the big black
Fry Daddy?
Love the Fry Daddy.
With the boiling cauldron of oil.
And the years of splash over cake down the side.
So she makes the fried chicken. She always took the grease out of it and put it in a bowl and set it on the counter. I wander over to the counter and was reaching back for something on the countertop. To this day, I don't remember how I did it. The bowl of crackling fried chicken grease poured down. And keep in mind, I'm counter height. I was only 4.5 years old. So it poured directly down the back of my head, neck, and back.
Okay.
The family, this was over Christmas break, thought it was Coca-Cola because it was sizzling.
Yikes.
All they knew was that I was screaming, and they did not know why.
You went medieval on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They thought it was Coca-Cola. And I kind of blacked out. I don't really remember. I woke up in a bathtub of ice with my cousins looking down at me, and I remember thinking I'm completely naked and they're looking at me.
I'm assuming you did not go to the ER if you woke up
I'm going to assume that you did not go to the ER.
By the way, does any
I know your mother, so I can't imagine that you didn't go to the hospital for like a broken fingernail.
They did not.
They didn't take you.
Take me to the ER. They took me to the doctor after, you know, like the next day. And
they said, honestly,
that's what we would have done. We would have put her in an ice bath.
Well, it's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing you didn't rub some dirt on her and just hope it got better.
Pour coffee on it. Let's add scalding coffee to the grease.
You know, it's sad that
you'll be all right.
There's so many stories that end with, and then I woke up in a bathtub full of ice, and none of them are positive. There's not one positive story.
My kidney was missing. No.
I want to hear one positive story, and that's how I knew I was in love. I wanted it to end like that. I woke up in a bathtub of ice, and that's how I met my husband.
That's not how that works.
I just want one of those.
That's not how that works.
One of those.
No ambulance for Dana.
Yeah. Dana, are you...
I haven't eaten fried chicken since.
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, for real. Start having panic attacks and flashes of...
Oh, my God.
Thank you for coming in, Jonathan.
Oh, absolutely.
It is time now to go to Kara Markser in the newsroom.
Happening now on KMBZ. Lawmakers trying to stop those annoying robocalls. We'll have more next.
Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Remember that name? It is Kriegel Mesh. I have people text me, write me, Facebook me once a week. What's the name where you go if you need a diamond for about half price? It is Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. I sent a dear friend of mine there yesterday. Gave him Steve's cell phone number, because he is in the market for something sparkly for a special occasion coming up with his wife. Call now and see what they can do for you. And remember, it is always about half price or better because they are wholesalers. If you're looking to sell something sparkly, they are in the market to buy your used old estate jewelry as well. Give Scott and Steve a call and see what they can do for you. 913-660-9609 is the number to call. 913-660-9609 or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.